Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I had a situation like that. There was a woman I dealt with that had a child, and randomly her baby father pulled up at my door. Like while the daughter was there, me and the daughter were really cool. Like she was a really cool woman. Baby father pulled up at my front door wanting to fight me, I guess, because of a conversation that him and her had about having the daughter around me and all of this stuff. And I almost had to kill him. I pulled out a strap and almost had to handle this man. But thank God, I guess cooler minds prevailed, but it was definitely a situation.
And I will also never, and I think that's the thing that gets misconstrued. And I think all of us that are parents understand it. When women hear me say that, and they're like, well, but you got kids. I'm like, what the fuck that has to do with anything? Like, I also got 2 feet. What the fuck does
well,
that
let me
have
ask
to do
you
with
this.
My...
If you
with
meet
my
a woman
decision.
And you fall in love with that woman and you want to have a life with her, you're going to expect and hope that she accepts your child.
No.
Yes.
No.
You and
I'm a little
I mean,
different.
Obviously,
I'm a little
she
different.
Has her a mom, but you're going to want them to love each other, too.
No, my kids have the best mother.
Have you?
In the
how long have
world.
You really dated outside they're, of your baby mama? Like, how long has that been going?
Are
on?
You guys going to get back together?
Have you really? Have you had a girlfriend yet? Like, have you really like been?
Yeah.
How?
Yeah.
What's the longest you've been separate? What's the longest
and,
you all have been broken
never,
up or not together or whatever? Like,
what's
intimate.
The, and also the longest relationship you've had with the outside
I think
of
the long. Okay, so to answer that question, the longest time we've been not together, I think 2 years. The longest I've dated somebody outside of her, a year and a half. What was the other question?
Oh, so the longest you've been outside of her is a year and a half?
You know that.
Okay, so you really mm-hmm. haven't had, like, I just feel like, give it time. You might, I would be interested to know how you feel in, like, 2 years. To see,
no,
to
I'm
see
very,
how you,
I'm very, certain
what
things,
your opinions are as far as who you date and.
Certain things don't change with me, right? My morals and things that I hold true to me. Because it all plays a vital part into my peace, right? And that's what I need. I need, because I thrive in chaos. So when I like tap out of chaos and I say, okay, that's enough chaos for today. I need to be at peace. So that means everything has to be working collectively towards that. I have to be in a relationship that's conducive to that. And to be honest, I'm not going to be there with someone who does not fit into the mold or the space that I've created for somebody to be there. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, it's nothing against a mother. We can interact. We have a fire situationship. They do all that. I can even like your kid. But to be in a relationship and to be trying
to
build
something,
for the future,
yeah.
it just wouldn't happen because there is a, and it's not this like archaic way of saying like, oh, you had sex before somebody was there. No, it's like somebody else will forever this will always be a three-party decision making, right? If I want to move y'all to France tomorrow, if I just want to say, yo, I want to live in France for a year, we out. Well, I gotta make no other man should have any say, or woman, right? Because I acknowledge that women date whoever you want and may have kids with whoever you want. No other person should ever have a say in what I'm doing.
Yeah, but also you would have to check in with your baby mama to make sure she's cool with that. So you're already doing that, but yet you don't want the other person to have to do that.
It's a different, it's a different scenario with me. Without being disrespectful to anybody, what I say goes.
Oh.
And nobody ever, because I've proven, and that's not in no like beat on your chest way. Mac's been around me for a long time now in this specific. I make sure I take care of business. I make sure I take care of everything. I make sure that I'm a man of my word. I make sure. So if I say something, nobody ever really questions it, because at the end of the day, I've already laid out the benefactors. I've already laid out how this is going to go down and why this is the better decision. Why this is the everybody trusts my decision making. So there's never a reason for me to do that, right? So if I'm saying that, then I wouldn't put nobody in that situation.
Okay. Well, that's
ever.
That's interesting.
Yeah. All right. On with the kids.
Interesting.
Woo!
Ryan's done with our parent bullshit.
Y'all done? Shit.
Sorry, all right. Let's talk about the fun shit. Let's talk about that map.
Mouse.
What map?
Let's talk about map. That mom ass pussy.
Like, yeah. What did you think we were talking about?
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Who made that up? I want to know. One of you coined mom ass pussy?
When did that happen?
Why?
How did I miss
the guy to the
it was me.
The nigga with the fro.
Matt? Wow.
I'm shocked. Have you been getting some good mom ass pussy over there?
Yeah.
So wait. So who did you think made it up?
I thought you wasn't a parent.
Yeah, maybe you.
Maybe you.
Come on, son. We in this thing.
Listen.
Hey.
Ow.
Get a suit. Don't get a suit.
Weak.
All right, that's enough. As long as it's not 30 seconds.
It's actually true. The pillow game was weak because of my map.
As you see.
Because of your...
It was just WAP at that point. Yeah.
Shit was
so
fire.
Let me ask y'all this. Do y'all remember the moment it went from WAP to MAP? Like, do y'all... Because I remember... Like, I know the night it happened. Do y'all remember the night that y'all conceived?
I was in Jamaica, and I was drunk as fuck.
It's always fucking Jamaica.
And my daughter's name is Irie for a reason.
Irie.
I like that a lot.
I like that a lot. What about you?
There was just like a season.
Flex. Time to have sex.
I was doing a lot of fucking. I told you that was the highlight of the relationship. So no, at the time, no. I thought I was in a fucking free and clear. I was cruising. Everything was great. And then it was just a season. It was too much cruising. And then.
And then you were in for a bruise.
You know, I mean, for the people, for the y'all that have had sex, well, maybe not Mouse because y'all, you don't fuck with moms, but everyone else, if you've had sex,
everyone else is not in a relationship.
Or who is? I think women want to know, especially moms who maybe feel insecure about their pussies after pregnancy. Is there a big difference
between pre-mom pussy and post-mom pussy?
Even the same person. You fuck the same person.
It depends when. It depends how far along it is.
If you've been fucking the same person, you fucked her before the kid and then after the kid, is there a big difference in the way the pussy feels? Forever.
Yes.
You're lying.
Yeah, I would say so.
That motherfucker feel refreshed.
Oh, it's better.
Refreshed. Seasoned.
It's better.
Sometimes it's not.
That motherfucker done went to the combine.
Sometimes it ain't. Sometimes it didn't make it to the combine.
How long? Son. But how long? How long did you fuck her after? Like, did you just fuck her for a minute or one, two times?
I mean, I'm not putting a specific tab on the woman that I'm talking about. Like, I'm not. But I've known I've had instances where some wasn't the same as others. There's some.
But are
that's
you
like,
saying
okay,
that you had sex with that
I'm
person before she had a baby and after?
You. That's what.
Yes,
yeah,
that's
you,
what I'm saying. I'm not putting a button on the person who I had before
you're
or
saying,
after. But
you're saying
there's,
you fuck
there's
multiple.
There's been a couple of kids that I've had before and after. And some was fire before and was whack after. Some was better after than before. Some
everybody's
was
just, it, okay, it, and
it,
are we
it
about
really depends
actual,
on the
like,
woman and how she
about?
Treats
like,
her body.
Experience or the actual pussy?
It depends on the woman. Well,
the
I mean,
actual,
the
I'm
pussy,
me personally,
yes.
I'm talking about the actual
because experience,
pussy
the experience can
the
change
experience.
Regardless. But I'm saying the actual pussy, there is a difference in some women. Yes, yeah. Absolutely right. I've had, I won't, like I said, I won't say a name, but there is one specific in my head.
Please don't say
a name.
Please.
That
pussy.
I spent. No.
Pussy.
No, it has to do with my past relationship. Like,
pussy.
Friend of the
nigga, it's shook. Nigga, it's shook.
It's an ex girlfriend. And so
okay,
I've had
it,
I've had
really
it, you know, there
right
and I've
now.
Had it there and it's like, you know. Nah, my ex, I got more than one
he's
ex
had,
with a kid.
That's why he. That's how we knew it wasn't as specific, okay? We know
wait,
Ryan.
Does Ryan like
I got
moms?
More than one ex with a kid.
Are you a mom lover?
I like pussy. there's no title on pussy for me. If you got kids, cool. If not, cool.
Let's take a survey. Who believes they fucked a mother? Mm-hmm. Most recently, raise your hand if you think you've had sex with a mother more recently.
I mean, Mac has. I have. Say, what? I mean, what's recent? What's recent?
I say.
My hand is raised so high you can't even see.
That's what I'm trying to say. What's recent?
Nothing.
In
I don't
the last,
mind.
In the last 5 or 6 months?
I just want to know what's recent.
Nothing.
5 or 6 months? Yes.
Days.
Days? No. I've actually been on a very a good fuck.
What?
Okay.
What?
Yes.
You've been
yes.
What?
Damn! I did not remember. I didn't remember.
I thought this nigga was gonna lie to our face. No.
Cause you gotta be real with you. I wasn't really even thinking about that. But yes.
Yo,
I have.
Mac. Mac, let me tell y'all for
fuck.
A minute.
They don't understand what you're saying, and I'm happy y'all don't understand.
I need an update.
No.
I'm like, tell us what's going on.
Let me just say this. I realize every recording that we are much more than just friends.
That's a
we
fact.
Are much more than
we hold each other accountable for what
fact.
We do. He just asked me that. He said 5 or 6 months. And he said, how about 5 or 6 days? And I said, no. And then he gave me the look, and I said, oh.
In the last okay. 5 or 6 days.
No.
The last 5
it wasn't,
or 6 days.
No. First of all, I wasn't lying. Because if I would have lied, I would have told y'all this off air, and then I would have kept it a buck. That is not a lie. It was a forgotten incident. Memory.
It was a forgotten incident. Yeah.
It got forgotten the last 5 or 6 days? You forgot you smashed... Some
No. It's more because I forgot because I'd never seen or heard nothing of a child. So it was like
I think that's weird.
You see what I'm saying?
If I fuck with somebody and you never mention
no,
a kid.
No.
It wasn't
it, fuck with, right, it was
so
like
look.
A one off.
No, it was really like a point at somebody across the room.
Wow.
Said, I'm you, and I don't know you.
No.
Wow.
Other way around.
I'm on him. Okay. I have a kid, yes. But you
well,
don't know.
Well,
and
well,
so
well,
it was
well,
that
well,
type
well,
of situation.
Well, well.
This is,
I don't really,
this is,
yeah, I, that's
ladies,
what the thing
is. I would like you to understand that this is the guy next door where we get chosen.
Yeah,
okay?
We,
thanks.
Definitely.
So you guys just go
I've
out.
I've gotten chosen a couple times.
Points at you across the room and then it's going down. No more chance to be had.
Has it happened before?
Look, this is
has
what I'll say.
Has it happened before?
Look, this is what I would say. Che. You've been in rooms with all three of us.
Shay,
answer the
they
question.
They don't pay
for
you
her.
Enough for this shit, Shay.
They really don't. They could be peacefully minding their business in the corner and get swarmed. Like, it's kind of baffling to watch. They really don't actively seek out these situations.
Yo.
They find them.
Curl fest.
Sometimes it's amazing.
Curl fest. Yo, me and Ryan did not. I didn't. Usually, I'm in like big crowds. I bring my brother with me, and I didn't bring him that day. I don't know why. Like, I don't know why I thought Curl Fest was gonna be like some regular. But you know why? Because when I went to the one in Prospect Park two years prior,
it was some chill.
It was like something respectable. Yeah. Like, it was like you could walk around here regular.
Nope,
nigga. We went to Curl Fest, and it was just me and Ryan. They had us in the back, so we like fuck out of here. We niggas are the people. We go outside, and we're like, oh shit, nigga, it's a small city out here. But we thought, like, and we never said it. Ryan, tell me if I'm wrong. We just looked at each other a bunch of times and were like, yeah, we could go get some food.
Nah,
we
son.
Went to get food.
Nah, son.
At the little food trucks. Nah,
it was
son.
Nasty. But I feel like
so
that was bad.
To
but
a place
when
where
you do
a bunch
live
of
shows, like
curly
you know,
hair would be.
Wait, first
you
of all, it's a fucking hair convention.
There wasn't going to be a lot of fine bitches that were going to be looking
not,
for
no,
that.
No, no, but it's different. It's missing. Different. It's different than it's different. No, it's different when you go somewhere and you think like there's going to be a whole bunch of fine women, and I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna go like, oh, you look good, and get a number.
No,
right
you
get back.
A lot
right.
of
but,
women in
but
one
when they
place,
coming at you,
you feel super empowered. And we will
I'm
track
sure
you down.
I'm sure there wasn't a lot of men
there.
Was there
was power.
Oh, listen,
there was
listen.
A lot
we
of
know
pussy
that now.
Was,
we understand
there was a lot
that
of
now.
Pussy empowerment that day.
Oh, we know. Okay, yeah, we're empowered.
All women's event. Don't go to the ones that are.
Absolutely.
No, don't tell niggas that because I feel like niggas are like make that a thing and then like niggas are, like yeah. no nigga
and
don't
then, and then we're
don't
not
do
and
that.
Then, and then we're not the minority.
Yeah, like don't please don't do that. Do not listen to Eric. Belay her last, please don't do
but,
that.
Yo, but like I was saying, it was a situation where I was basically pointed out like, and it was a little talking of the shit like, he don't know what this is, he's going to be hurt. And I, being the man I was, and I looked, I told Mouse, I don't know if I'm really, you know, I didn't know if I wanted to do it. I didn't know what was gonna go on.
I thought he was scared. I thought my
father, but, I thought he was
but
scared.
But you were scared.
They both called me pussy.
Right?
No,
but
no,
we
no.
Thought, but the way he was talking.
Got a little crazy. It got a little crazy. It got a little crazy.
They called me pussy. Oh.
She tried to get up.
Oh. I tried to get up, but yeah. I dropped the wine. Oh, sorry. Oh, y'all missed my ass. It's too late.
Yeah, but they called me pussy.
We definitely thought. Because the way he was talking. Like, this Ryan y'all see today, the Ryan that we usually see, vulnerable and all, that wasn't the Ryan
that was
talking
to
us in that
no.
chat. That
Ryan's
nigga was
vulnerable?
Shook.
Wait, when the girl pointed at him from across the room? Or at the Curl Fest?
No, we're not talking. We're just, no, we're talking about, no. For, my niggas never fold in person. We're not
nah,
the black.
Nah, nah.
We're
it
not
just,
T'Challa.
It was just when
we're
the opportunity was presented.
We're not
when T'Challa. The opportunity was presented to me, it was really, like, aggressive. Like, not saying I don't like aggression, but it was just like, that
unexpected.
Nigga don't know. That nigga don't really know what the fuck I'll X, Y, and Z. And I'm just like, so for me it was like, nah, I'm good. Like you've already showed me, I'm fine. But then when my niggas called me pussy,
he had to show up.
I couldn't.
Are we?
Yo, I was talking. Yes,
my niggas
yes,
called
we are.
Me pussy,
yes,
so
we
then
are.
I was like,
yo, here goes the thing. Mac Wilds once said. Now this is a few years ago. Well, this is when no. On my mother, not for audience shit. Like, this is real life. This was a few years ago where Mac was leaning away from being Mac Wilds, right? So that means when you see him out, he's, hey guys, how's everybody doing? Yeah, your joke is so funny. But behind closed door, he'd be the real him, right? Mm. So there was a situation I was involved in. unbeknownst to me, there was a situation I was involved in. And with somebody's baby mother. And then when I found out, I already didn't like the way the nigga was going about shit. I was gonna leave it alone. Mac fucking Wilds is like, yo, damn, blood, you gonna let him talk to you like that?
He amped you up.
Damn, blood. And so I went back and continued to fuck his baby mother. But that's
that
only because Mac, that's only, it's definitely a situation. That's only because Mac Wilds
okay.
made me do
okay.
it.
And that's what happens a lot with my friends. Because I'm
what?
The guy on the...
Do we have to do the mom thing? Do we have to do the mom thing and be like, if your friend jumped off a bridge, would you jump off with him?
What bridge?
Like, do we have to...
That's
what
my
bridge.
That's my brother.
Bridge?
What bridge?
Which bridge are we talking
how
about?
High is the bridge? How high?
What bridge?
Do you let other people?
Because if my nigga go off the bridge, oh, I'm going off the bridge right behind him.
But this is the thing about it. Like, I'm the guy that's like, I don't want to. I'd rather show what I'm gonna do later on than talk the shit like, yo, I'm gonna push you. I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna push you. It's like, nah, I'm cool. And I'd rather show. But the way they had to amp me up, I had to start talking shit.
Nah, well, hold on. No.
I had to get in my.
You have to understand the gasoline.
You guys are assholes, man. I just wanted to say for the record, you guys are assholes.
Oh, no. 200%.
Yo, it was at one point, me and Mac were sitting literally next to each other.
Like, oh, you going to say something?
Like, I got it. Mac, say this.
They happen to actually be with each other that day, and I'm in California, so I don't even know they're together, but we're in a group chat. So I'm thinking he's over here and he's over there, and they're both, and then I look on the gram, they're at the same little barbecue. I'm like, okay. But it was really like a, so you really going to let her talk this shit? I hope you don't.
Nigga, I knew I got to him when he said something. I was like, damn, that nigga wild pussy. It was the way he responded so fast.
No. Hold on. You know the moment? The moment was, it was right after Ryan said something. Mouse jumped in and said, damn, Ryan. Shorty got you on the ropes? Ryan said.
Oh, that's what I said. I said, she got you on the ropes.
I said, never that. What the fuck, nigga? I'm Ali.
I posted the Ali joint. I posted the Ali meme like this.
Yo, when the nigga said, yo, and you know you can't ever see like the read receipts in the group chat. I swear to God, that message wasn't all the way through when Ryan responded. Like, he must have heard me think it. Because that nigga responded like, never that.
That's the one thing I do. Look, I might not talk shit, but when you gas me, I'm going to show up to the occasion.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to show up and show out.
You showed out?
What?
Say less than.
All right.
Say less than.
Damian Lillard had 61
women are
tonight.
Aggressive.
And I think I had 62.
Sorry. I just asked.
You can't tempt us with a good time because we twerk.
Yeah.
I tried, but it fell.
Neither one of y'all twerk.
All right, ready?
Oh!
Like my grandmother. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Guys Next Door where you get to see certain stuff like this.
Hold on.
That shit was shaking like bacon. That must be that jelly because jam don't shake like
shake
that.
Like that. That was a real twerk. Like, a lot of times niggas will, like, get women to twerk and they'll just do that.
Jamila's like, tiny, like, but the bitch got ass and it can move, okay? Yeah. She might weigh 98 pounds.
But it's 98 soaking wet. Honest, everybody's really lucky I have panties on. I don't have panties on.
Yeah.
Wow.
She was shaking like bacon.
Well, all right. Moving up. Wow.
I know. I know. Erica said she had a couple questions she wanted to ask. So, I'm gonna give you the floor. Just a little second. Don't get too crazy.
You'll get muted.
But I'm gonna give you. Like some questions they have for some guys because we don't have enough male interaction, obviously. And we gotta come on y'all's show.
But y'all gotta come on our show. We gotta ask all the questions.
Yeah, I might. Yeah, if we do your show this week, I might just come over to y'all's studio and just record the shit with y'all.
It's not pink anymore. You painted your bike now. You got really fancy.
Actually, I have. What you mean painted? I got two bikes: Pink Panther, Black Panther. Ooh. Don't play me. I got a little money.
Let me buy the Pink Panther. Wow. My bad.
You could buy it.
How much are you selling it for?
I'll sell it to you.
You could buy it.
Okay.
We're gonna talk.
Yeah, Dick is always for sale at the Guys Next Door podcast.
I would like to keep that pink bike forever, ever and ever.
Oh wow,
forever.
You gonna park? You gonna park that in the garage?
My tiny little garage.
Well, don't toot my horn.
Wow.
Beep beep.
I got a BMX bike.
Wait, I have a question. I have a very LA question. It's a question we ask our guests a lot on our show. What are your signs?
Okay. Me and Ryan are Aries.
Yeah, Ryan.
Born on the same day.
They're literally born on the same day.
Same age.
And Mac?
Yeah. I'm the drinker. He's just the sober one.
I'm a Cancer.
Hey, Cancer's in the house. What's your birthday, Mac? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. July 15th. What's yours?
We all the 15th.
All of us are the 15th.
April 15th and July 15th.
July 15th, yeah.
Mm-hmm. This was supposed. Wow. This was supposed. To
no, it's true.
Clearly, yeah.
Absolutely.
We were supposed. We were supposed to be this toxic.
God sent.
Okay, so we asked some of our listeners, you know, to submit questions to a few guys, and we got a lot of questions. We got a lot of questions about anal for some reason.
Yeah, a lot
apparently,
of
like niggas want anal a lot. I don't know.
No,
are you sure?
No,
because
no, we don't.
There was a lot of questions
Hold on,
about
what?
Anal, and I was like,
well, you know what? Them niggas play in the booty hole. I don't play in the booty hole. Them two
Hold on. What are we talking about? What are we talking
about?
Just threw you guys right under the butt.
She just threw you right under there.
You
just...
two niggas booty hole, not me.
they let people lick their butt in the stuff.
What's wrong with
like,
a little butt?
I don't like
it
that.
Feels
I don't...
good. Mouse.
It's a very sensitive
nothing,
mouse. Yeah.
Nothing if nothing.
My, I have rules. As long as there's no there will be no penetration. I'm good.
Okay. Good. Question.
Oh shit.
Is once a cheater, always a cheater?
Yes. With that person.
Yeah,
with that person.
With that
yes.
person. Once you get a well, especially if you get a if you get away with it and they accept it. Then it only becomes a revolving door at one. At some
so point. So if I so men, so if say, someone cheats on their partner, that person is will always cheat on them.
Well, you have to if that you there's two sides to that. Yes, my answer is yes. If you say this is my no-no, if you say this is my boundary, cheating is a part of my boundary, and a person still crosses that boundary, they're always going to do it to you. This is why I say men don't change, men adapt, right? So there is no changing. There's only adaptation. So that means, damn, I lost this girl. She a good girl. Fuck. That next woman you get, you ain't going
to
fuck
you,
that
you
up.
You got figure out. Because there's rules to everything. Right. Like you Which said, is, like right. when y'all say y'all share, I bet there's rules in those
Absolutely.
Sharing opportunities.
And in that share, and so if you have a nigga that still violates within
he violates
sharing,
that. If you let him, if you bringing him some more pussy and you telling him, these are my rules, just don't do this, and he still does that, why should you give him some more pussy?
Well, I won't think of it like that because I don't want it to be like viewed as like pussy is just like.
No, I'm saying if a female, if a woman brings another woman to their bedroom and that's what they're
right.
cool with, but they say, look,
right.
this is what the only rule that I have is whatever it is. And that man still breaks that.
I think, yeah, you should remove yourself.
Then it's like,
yeah,
why? Definitely. Why am I doing this?
Right. 100% agree. But to your other point, Erica, I do think you had asked two questions. Now I feel like I'm having a brain fart.
I just said, are cheaters always forever?
And you said,
once a cheater, always a cheater.
Yeah, with that person, yes, but with the next person, they probably won't. To be honest, I don't. I think it depends on how. I think it depends on their level of accountability and awareness. But if you violate, and it's just I don't know, it's just an instinctual thing about men. If I violate, and I find there's a way to get forgiven for that violation, I'm gonna do it again. And I'm gonna see how long.
Do you intentionally like? Is that
Even
something that you process intentionally,
no,
or it just pops up when pussy arrives, and you're like, "Well, she let me go."
I think it's a bit of both. I think it's a bit of both, right? Like if you put your hand on the stove and you just felt it was a little warm, but you didn't like get this massive burn on your hand. It's nothing that's going to stop you from doing it again.
It makes sense.
I'm different, right? Well, I think. And I think this is why I'm so happy about this podcast. I do think it's possible, right? But I do think that it is what Mouse said. You need a very, very big level of accountability within the cheating party. The cheating party has to understand that you have to believe, not only just believe, but you have to really see that they are being accountable for what they have done. You have to really understand you have to see that they understand the wrong that they've done and there has to be some things like towards that you can like some visible things of growth. Like you have to be able to see that there is some type of growth happening. And I don't think that, and I think a lot of people don't know what that looks like or what that is. So that's where they really fall short.
But I do think it's possible. It's just
so
it's
basically
not,
the repercussions have to be so harsh by the on the other party's behalf.
No, I don't even think it's a repercussion thing, right? Because like, and the reason why I say it doesn't have to be a repercussion thing, it has to be more something you like. If you are the cheater, it has to be something you are showing me versus something that I place upon you. You know,
you really
want to
do it.
You have to show. I have to see that you really want to be in this relationship. You've shown me you wanted to step out. Now you have to show me you really care to be here. And that goes with being accountable. That goes with understanding the hurt that you've done. That goes with doing the necessary steps to your own growth, to you being a better person.
I have a question. I have a question, really quickly, because I'm thinking about this and like, you as men, would you guys forgive a woman for cheating on you? Or have you?
I have, and the reason that goes to my answer before. I have forgiven somebody for cheating, and then they just ended up doing it again. So that's
what I'm saying.
Like, so that's why to me it's like, not saying that I don't give chances because I do, and I have, but it just has to take a particular person. Like, it has to take that person.
What's
and
the
I'm
qualities
like,
of a person?
I understood
you
fucked
give
up.
Give another chance to.
It there's no quality. It has to be just the person and how I feel and what's going on in the situation and how long we were together. And there's a lot of things that are in there that are just specific to my need. And it's like, yo, I gave you, if I felt like I gave a woman my everything and you still cheated on me, there's no coming back from that. Like, I gave you it all. What could I can't give you nothing else. And you still cheated on me. What can I do? Like,
I'm all out. Out of your bitch. Bitch. Stop.
Exactly. I put my whole peacock feathers out.
I did everything. Well, and you loved it. And that's the crazy thing. You loved it.
Or at least
I got
you. Like
we
you
were,
loved it.
Well, yeah, you made it seem like it was the most amazing. Oh, I've never got us. And it's dope. And you still went out on me and you still did this. Like, I can't put anything else more on the table. My dick has been on the table.
She still belongs to someone else.
See?
I wish I never met her at all.
Even though.
That's how I felt. That's exactly how I felt. But I was told, like,
you gotta shoot at that nigga.
Nah, when I first got cheated on, which was the first time I got cheated on, because it's happened more than once. The first time I got cheated on with a
different person.
Wait a minute,
time out. You got cheated on by multiple people?
Why is that a thing? You know what? I also feel like men, like, judge other men for getting cheated on.
He wasn't judging. It's just something he didn't know.
Wait, if and forgive.
I think we cheat.
God forbid he forgives.
Yes.
Listen. I'll say this.
Yes.
I think I probably ruined enough relationships that
you deserve to get cheated on.
No, I didn't deserve to get cheated on, but that it happened more than once was like, damn, like I was hurt. But at the same time, it's like, and I don't go into situations in trying to break up homes. Like, that shit is not in me. Like, I don't like doing that shit. What used to be
my preference? In a relationship or bust, okay? I didn't want single women.
Oh, there's no middle ground.
If you were single, I did not want you.
But that's why you're the most toxic person on this podcast.
Wait, because it didn't show their commitment? What the fuck was that? No, I needed to break up happy homes.
Like,
I think with Mouse, it's kind of like an accountability thing. It's like, okay, listen, I don't have to worry about me getting my heart broken if I know that you already have a man. I'm going into this with certain mindset already in place.
I refer to it as all of the fun, none of the responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess if you just want to have fun.
But at that point in your life, you wasn't ready.
I guess that's true because he has to take care of all the emotional aspects.
Yeah, single bitches
catch feelings.
He got to deal.
You come in, you fuck, it's great time, and then you're like, peace.
Don't call me.
good and laughs get, and all that.
And you get gifts.
Both of y'all can even front. Y'all could front and be on some like, oh my God, we have so much feelings for each other. He's like, yeah, but you can go back home.
Hmm. Oh, I was good for that. I feel like
it's also where you was in your life.
See, now that's the problem.
That's when Mouse left.
No, yeah, that's when I leave.
Now you really single.
Now I was different. I was different because my main thing, I felt like I was doing a community service because I would still talk to you about the name. I'd be like, nah, maybe you should deal with him like this. Yeah, like, why blowing her back out? I'll Debbie eating her pussy and be like, yo, you really need to start listening to that nigga more. Bah, 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 bah. Like, you really, like, for real, like, you probably could have dealt with this better. And, like, sometimes the relationship would be better off after I leave.
I understand that.
So, you helped heal relationships.
I feel sometimes I...
Are you a relationship doula, Mac? Are you a relationship doula? Let's add that to your Instagram profile.
He think he missed Doubtfire.
Add that to the Instagram
What, Ryan?
Profile.
I think you missed Doubtfire.
Yo, the nigga Ryan called me Miss Doubtfire.
Ryan, you are... Come to your crib, fix it up, and then dip. Now the kids is listening and all this shit.
Listen, all I'm saying is that a nigga did not have his bitch under control. And then after Mouse came along,
nigga thought
and
he was
left,
a dog.
Everyone trusts Mouse.
After
everything
Mouse came along and left.
Decision,
listen.
Thank you, Mouse Jones.
I came in, I shook shit up a little bit. And when I left, niggas had babies and niggas was happy.
You know what? You better start a LinkedIn with this talent, because I feel like people are looking for this shit.
Don't pump him up.
Listen, I'm out here for the Listen, Mouse Jones is for the community.
Mouse Jones for the people. Got it.
My man. Wow. I'm for the people. But yes, what other question?
That question, yes.
Okay, look, we have one more question. How many times a day do you actually think about sex with your partner?
Like, when you fantasize, are you...
Well, there's another one. Let me get up out of here with...
He's so mad.
No kids, no partner. I'm out.
Even Ryan, when you were in a relationship, like, is this something like, do men mostly fantasize about women they're not with?
Like, if you're gonna jack off, do you think about your bitch, or you're gonna think about like porn?
Yeah.
Honestly, last time I was in a relationship, there was dinosaurs walking on this earth.
Wow.
So I don't really remember. Oh,
wow. Shut up.
I really don't remember.
It was like high school and shit.
I really don't. Nah, Jesus like Christ. Ended okay. like right out of college was my last. That was almost.
I mean, I be thinking about sex. I don't be thinking about it with nobody.
It's not like
though.
A particular person you think of.
I think like, niggas even, are just like, really okay. Okay.
So we all know that
like,
we all
niggas
know
just
that
be horny.
They like, say that men think about sex more than women. I agree that the male brain is much different than the females, but.
Like I said, I think we think about the.
Is it the act or is it the actual?
I think about like the act. No, the release. That's what we think more. Yeah,
no, but I think women think about it more than men, cause y'all think about it throughout the day. I only think about sex when I wake up, and when I go to sleep.
Wake up every
now. If I'm around a woman in the midst of my day, then yeah, you know, I might think about it. But when I wake up, and when I go to sleep, is when I think about sex. I feel like y'all think about that shit
specifically
on the hour,
with
every
who,
hour,
what position.
Whenever it is.
Right. Where are they at right now?
Yeah, like I masturbated last night like, and
not
I
saying,
had a whole
scenario.
Thing.
We have a full,
it was like a whole production in my head of what was happening, and
we might get fully
and then
naked.
And then I might have to repeat it again. I have to rewind.
We might get fully naked for the process.
Yeah,
it would lay in the bath
fully naked.
Sheets.
Nah, I throw my man's right outside the joint. I don't
damn,
even think damn.
Disrespect.
Right outside, quick.
Disrespect.
It's a different thing.
You got to treat him like a whore.
I can't let him get too comfy, because then I'm gonna pass out. What if somebody break in the room and I'm not
out
with my man?
Out.
Like I'm crazy.
Someone's gonna break in while you're naked.
Because we're men.
It's like niggas that always need to be like not face, like they need to face the door. Like, oh, because so many people have come in the room. Chill out.
That's
like,
not,
okay,
no,
nigga,
that's not,
I always
right.
know as a
Are
black
we,
woman, period,
no,
I
okay.
have to sit not facing the door.
But sometimes I want to look at the door, nigga. I
you
need
are
to
literally,
but you... Yo, look,
you're,
look, but
no,
you can't talk about, you can't, you, that's close to Mouse's heart. Some things have happened in his past.
You're triggering
that you can't, you know? You can't do
There's
that.
A reason why I don't sit with my back towards the door.
You can't
okay,
you can't
well,
do that.
Not y'all making that it very... I'm just saying it's a thing amongst... the community.
But there's been, I'll be real, there's been plenty of time. There's been plenty of time.
Do you think women don't want to see the door?
There's been enough time.
Do you not think we want to know what's coming?
You don't got.
We holding it down. My thing is like there's been some points where I have woken up in my own home, like that I live with by myself, like, and I'll wake up and I'll be like, damn, bro, you just passed out after you masturbated, like you just busted, just passed out, bucky naked, like really, like
bucky naked.
So in my, it's not a fear, but I don't want to be the nigga that just like pass out.
So it's safer. So it's safer if your dick is only halfway hanging.
So men don't think about anyone in particular; they just think about coming.
Sometimes I get a little comfy.
So throughout the day. I might think about, like, if I talk to her.
That's so interesting, though. It's true, because women, we really truly, like, at least for me, I don't know about every woman, but I really think about the person that I want to fuck. Or that I'm, that you know, it's not about the release. Like, of course, the release is great, but...
throughout the day, it's like, I'm replaying.
If I think about you on that level, I'm letting you know that. I'm sending a text.
I think it's because of the way that men and women think about sex, right? For men, a lot of times, it could be the physicality. The learned thing for us, like the thing that we have to learn, is the emotional connection to it, right? Because even at a young age, you know, you see little boys just fucking flicking their shit, like just playing, like we learn how to play with our shit at a very, very young age. Whereas,
or
that's what I'm saying,
a young lady taught you how to play with it at a very, very young age.
All right.
Wait, who taught him how to play with it?
Ryan, stop being fucking funny, okay?
Hold on. First of all, you talking about, I'm talking about myself. You don't talk about my trials and tribulations that I had to deal with as a
young. I thought you was talking about me. I'm like,
your mouth, I thought it was a shot too. I thought it was, I'm not.
Yo, every time we on this fucking podcast, you be like, myself. Well, Mouse, you was 13. You was 9 years old when you were fucking.
No, but I told you the story when I was fucking in preschool.
What'd she do? Who? The preschool teacher?
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
No, come on now.
I have no context.
No, ain't nobody that lucky.
Nah, it was a girl in my class, and she was just a little bit more developed than others. And my mom and her mom were very good friends. And so, which means when your parents are very good friends, you know, you're always hang out a lot. Mm-hmm. So then when we hang out, and my mom's like, yeah, you're going to such and such. I'm like, no. And she sent me over there, and
so
she was going my dick in the mouth.
We would go in the closet, and that was probably the first time I probably ever ate pussy. And I was probably like,
wait, what? Wait, so did you not want to do it, or like you felt
it wasn't something that was on my mind, but it was.
Oh yeah, no, I think every single one of us were very young when we first like started understanding that the shit felt good. I know I was like. I was like 4 or 5 because Nev is 7 years older than me. So Nev was about 12 and Nev had my older brother, we call him Nev. He had like his Hustler magazines, all his porno magazines, right? Stuffed under his
bed. Why you make that nigga sound mad? Oh, Hustler.
I know, right? No, cause that's what the nigga had Hustler. He had Penthouse and he had, he didn't get Playboy. Playboy seemed too tame, I guess. So at a young age, like I remember looking at these pictures and being like, damn, like feeling like
feeling a little something down there, or and like, or humping a pillow or something and being like, yo, this shit feels great. So yeah, I was very young.
You was fucking the same pillow you had to lay your face on.
I wasn't laying my face on it. That, you know,
everybody was laying my face.
That's how pink.
I feel like at 5 or 6, like someone shows you or you discover a sensation.
Nah, she showed me too much.
That was a little okay. Well, don't tell me that because my daughter's 5.
Well, both of ours are, but that's why, you know, you have to like promote.
Nah, I was like 7, but that's it. She was a little over.
But that's probably because she probably had something happen to her from somebody else where that was introduced.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but it happened. I was over there a lot to the point where I didn't see her for years, and I think I was going to see like The Matrix or something with my grandfather. I specifically remember I think it was The Matrix, and I seen her and her mom walk in the movie theater, and I hid.
No.
I ducked down and got real low. Like it
you
was
thought
that.
You thought she was gonna get you?
Nah, I just brought back bad memories. But then I got older. I got older, and then I seen her again. Like she hit me up on Facebook, and I told her to come over, and I had to bust her ass for all the.
No, but you know what?
But the initial feeling was that you hid. Well, that's not normal.
No. Yeah. So basically, she took advantage of him.
Yeah,
and like I think that's you know what, and I think that's a conversation. No, that's not true. Because I will say I feel like there's a double standard for little boys and little girls too, and like little girls can introduce little boys to shit too early too, and do fucked up shit too.
And it's too much, and it can affect the intimacy.
Imagine if I would
and that's what I'm saying. Like that's why I'm acknowledging what you're saying right now, because I feel like
we have to acknowledge those feelings because that can play a part in how you feel about intimacy in adulthood. And no matter, yeah,
absolutely. I'm not saying that's how.
No, but it's something you have to reflect on.
But that's probably why I'll be wilding. Like, you know, I just, there's no boundaries now. It's like, fuck it, let's go. That's because she turned me out.
I seen a girl that took my virginity. I seen her when I was probably like 22, 23.
How old was she?
How old were you when you lost your virginity?
Yo. I was 13. She was 16. And I was like, yo, I appreciate you. Like, you had a nigga.
Bringing me into this world.
Mac, how old were you when you lost your virginity? Yo, you brought me home.
I'm a fairy tale. Yes. Mine's is a fairy tale. You don't even want to.
He just had the baby.
When was Tristan? When was Tristan born?
Wait, what do you mean?
Mine was a fairy tale.
I don't need the fairy tale. I just want the number.
I was 18.
Okay, that's not bad.
I was 18. Yeah, I was 18 when I lost my virginity. And
it was like the perfect fairy tale? Did your parents set it up for you and get you a hotel room and shit?
No, not they didn't have to.
Mac was at 18. I got my own hotel room with that wire money. Thank you.
Right. Yeah,
I was about to say. Yeah, I was very young.
Yeah, Mac Wiles at 18, he could afford that.
Yeah. That was a different time. I think it was.
My mom is sick, by the way.
Huh?
Sorry, my mom is a sick.
What?
She just texted me. Can you bring flowers? We'll take care of you when you arrive. I said, huh? She said, you know. So now I'm thinking about it. Talking about some weed. I'm like, yeah.
Wow.
I'm like, can I bring flowers? I'm like, to the airport? Like, they're not going to make it.
They're going to make
Yo.
It.
My fault. My bad. I just
okay, surprised. Yo, the Mama. Fact that your mom is texting you, in coded language.
Right. That's what was fire. The nigga that
First
just walked
of all,
behind
she's telling
you,
me
mouse?
To bring.
Who was that? Oh, I'm like, I just saw a dark dad. Figure creep in.
Hi, Dad.
It was my soul.
My spirit.
Sometimes my soul lingers.
dark ass.
Yeah. I was 18. I was 18. The reason why I say it's a fairy tale is because shit like this really never happens, right? It's the girl that I'm with right now. The girl I've been with forever.
The girl you with, mother. You better call sis
I'm
by
sorry,
her.
I'm
call,
my
no, no,
my
that, no, mother. That is no,
the woman,
no,
the,
that is
yeah, wifey. That is like
soon,
woman,
to, be
soon to be
wife, the
soon
woman
to be last name.
Of his
yeah,
fucking
yeah.
dreams. Okay,
yeah,
Mouse,
don't
you
play
married?
With, don't play
are
with
you
sis.
Her or what?
No,
but that's dope.
No.
That's dope. Mouse celebrate her. That's yet. Dope.
But yeah, no, 18 years old. We lost our virginity together. Yeah, she was in college at the time. It was her freshman year. It was Fashion Week. I got to. I'm making a long story short. I was coached right before by two lesbians on what to do. And yeah, Yeah, it was.
That's a good. I feel like that's like the best coaching you could get.
I think that's a terrible coaching. Why? Why should lesbians going to tell you how to have sex?
Going to tell you how to please a woman?
Because first of all, they're going to tell you exactly
how to please a woman. I like Mila. I mean, I like her.
It's great.
Head, I get it.
She said, "How the fuck?"
Oh no, she.
I mean, so, he obviously has a dick, and he knows how to commit. Like that's just standard.
Yeah. No, they two of the lessons that they taught me before I headed to her dorm room. One was how to eat box. I guess how to eat pussy for real. They gave me
an
orange.
That's a great teacher.
Yeah, they gave me an orange, and they said, "Yo." Get juice out of this. They said, get juice out of this orange without ripping it apart. Like, if you can do that with your tongue.
I need to practice this.
I'm going to give this to my boyfriend.
Wait, let me see, where's the orange? Right. Hold on. I need to practice this.
That was the first one. And the second one, she said, listen, this is your first time. You are probably going to go out
quick.
It's going to be quick for you. She said, it's your first time, but this is what I want you to do. She said, you go in there, you say, hey, babe, you know, it's been a long day. You give her a kiss, you get in the shower. She said, as soon as you get in the shower, you beat your meat.
Oh, wow, these are knowledgeable lesbians.
Get the first one off. She said, get the first one off. She said, and I promise you, if you take a little too long in that shower, she's going to sneak in. And once she sneaks in, you wear her little ass out. And I lost my virginity in the shower.
So what you're saying?
Personally, right.
So what you're saying is two lesbians taught you how to coerce a woman into sex.
No, the woman already wanted it.
That's what you're saying.
It was consensual.
Sounds like it was consensual. It was definitely consensual. Sounds like you set a trap, brother. Sounds like you hit the box like a pro
and had some fucking pornos shower sex to me.
Yep,
that's what I was trying to think, like, who taught me how to? Who taught me how to eat pussy?
Who taught you how to eat pussy, Ryan?
What the fuck?
That's what I'm trying to think. Like, I don't think I ever got taught. There was
no tips along the way.
I was given tips from my godfather. His name will forever be not told.
There's a baby somewhere.
Not here.
She's
Oh, that's your baby.
That's my mama.
That's
little mama. She's having a blast. That's the reason why she's screaming right now.
I don't think I was taught.
Do you remember the first time you did it?
I guess it was just trial and error. I remember. I don't know if I remember the first time.
I remember the first time I ever gave head. I think I do. It was like high school.
But my girl at the time was like, I don't want to do this. Like, I don't want you to do that, and I don't want to do to you. And I was just like, it was to like the buildup where it was like, yo, I'm trying to like, cause you know, like as a male growing up, like you can't say
most black men that wouldn't even admit to eating pussy or would not even do it.
It's cool. Like
you eat pussy. Oh, that's nasty.
About to say it's a new thing. It's a newer thing. But
I'm not
gonna
say it just got cool because. I've been partaking in those.
I've been eating pussy for all of us.
This is a great eat pussy podcast. We really can do
this.
This is a eat pussy positive podcast.
I love
podcast.
That. I love to face hear those. Yeah,
everybody,
this is great.
Yeah,
it's important.
Because everybody knows. Yo. I don't even have to say it. What's my worst fear?
Being
in a group
being
chat,
in that, being the wrong, being on the wrong side of that.
Yeah,
group
like
chat.
Oh yeah, like so, like a bitch was like, yeah, he didn't eat my pussy, like.
Yeah, he didn't even do it right. He ain't.
Hey,
do it.
Mac,
like, what?
Mm-mm, hey, Mac, Ryan, I figured out our new sign for face to waist.
Face
wow.
to waist.
What is it? Face to waist.
Wow. Okay.
Face Absolutely. To waist. Face to waist.
FTW to gang.
Face to your waist.
Put my face to your waist. What you think?
And this is the sign. This is
pussy.
The sign.
Erica, if my face is on your waist, where is it? Think about it.
My mouth is right here, and yeah. So like when we see each other at Tristan's birthday party,
can we agree that there's like,
now we're talking about respectability politics. So now we're dad, and we can't. explore our sexuality. We can't embrace our sexuality because we dads.
I was more so at another party,
or like, oh, Erica, look at this girl.
Nope. We gonna be at Trista's first birthday party. I'll be like, yeah.
Can we come? We have kids. Yeah. Look.
I don't know.
Not with that. That year did not get you easy. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, you sound like you're yodeling.
You could zoom in.
You're gonna have to work on that.
You could zoom in.
Do guys like trade pussy eating like tips?
Secrets?
All right, no.
No?
No.
Like, dog.
You guys never talk about like your sex techniques?
I don't think we share like, yo, do it like this. I think we'll say things that we do. And if you as a man want to hear it and take that into your own, I'm not gonna be like, yo, boy, try this. Because first of all, I don't want to. My tricks might not work for you.
Facts.
So if I give you a trick, you're like, yo, I tried this.
Listen,
and she's tight at me.
I really think that this is a niche market you could tap into because we have this thing on our Patreon called Sex Positions 101 where we reenact our favorite sex positions, and I feel like men really need this.
Yeah,
men, they don't have they don't have to like. It could be your secret little society where like you help just, niggas out because I feel like niggas need to know, and y'all are not having these conversations.
Oh, you mean
conversations need to happen.
I think I think when it comes to men, I feel like females share things more because they want their homegirl to be like, yo, I want you to do this better. And I want, when it comes to guys, I feel like not with us, because we are like brothers, and I'll be like, yo, bro, dude, like, I'll tell them, like, yo, I did this, try that shit, and it'd be cool. But for the average,
the average circle, it's a competition.
Yeah.
It's a competition.
Everybody.
No, but I'm saying, this is why they don't
give these niggas the infinity gauntlet.
They don't understand because it's always a competition. So it's
you
like,
ain't getting
but
a,
you
will
you bring
wanna,
down the
infinity
barriers,
stones,
bro. Because they do want to know. They just don't know how to ask. They're nervous.
Nah, bro.
That's their own fault.
Well, how you nervous? You nervous? See? You a grown ass man? You nervous, bitch ass nigga?
Don't be scared. Don't be scared. It's only
this. This would be something I would have to step in and do. I'd have to show them a little extra Patreon dollar though.
Ryan, are you the more sensitive one of all the group? Like you're the more like open. Like you have You're more open about trying new things.
The more sensitive one and the more open one. No, he's the more sensitive one. Is he the most open? No.
What? I don't know about this one, Shay. You can unmute yourself. Let me get you guys.
Shay, name them. Name them before we get out of here. Who's the most sensitive? Who's the most open? And what's the other one?
I don't know. Square. I think there was only two.
I think it was only those two.
And open.
Yeah.
Or maybe
and who's the
maybe
most
like
square?
No, I think it was only those two.
I don't know. Okay, close. I'll
talking
reverse.
About in the
so
bedroom.
Closed off. Like, yeah, any contact. Like, just like, is it like,
bedroom?
You know, just is going to tiptoe around things. Isn't going to do Sex Positions 101 on Patreon. Okay, so, I mean, it doesn't matter whether it's sexual or not, because it still kind of applies. But most closed off, mouse.
You don't
He's
say.
He's the most vanilla out of all of us.
Oh, you don't say, huh?
Mouse is the most shocker. Vanilla.
Wow.
Miller, don't play with me. I'm a grown-ass man. Don't play with me, Miller.
Mac, being the cancer that he is, he's definitely the most sensitive and most like emotionally in tuned. Ryan, when he's comfortable, he'll talk about anything. But
oh, I'm about to say,
you get
Ryan a couple shots, you get him a nice blunt. That nigga's gonna talk about everything.
Yeah, like he's open when he's comfortable with you. Like he'll tell you like regular shit. Like he don't mind talking. But if he don't know you or if he's not comfortable, or he don't like trust you. He's not saying shit to you.
Quiet.
I'm the most
talk too much.
I'm the most closed off.
But you talk the most.
Yeah, because I'll say this. You probably some wild freak nigga. You just won't let niggas know you're so wild.
That's probably true.
Mind your fucking business, okay? if it ain't for content, not everything's for content, okay? Mind your fucking
Mac, he'll be shaming us the whole time. How could you do this? I thought I knew you as brothers. He go back to the crib like this. You seen the little meme? You seen the meme where they had the booty hole? What the booty hole looked like? How looking at you? And nigga be like.
No, listen. Son. I will eat pussy. I'll eat ass. If you got white toes with the ankle bracelet combo, a toe or two may end up in my mouth. I don't even like feet.
I don't suck toes.
I don't like feet, but if we doing it and I just see ankle a white bracelet? Toe and a and an ankle bracelet,
automatic.
I'm a
there's certain things I love and that's just not one of them.
But But yeah, I don't put nothing anywhere near my butt. I don't play like that. No. If that makes me the most closed off, fine. I don't want no pain. Don't pinch me. Don't prod me. Don't pull nothing.
No pegging.
Vanilla with a V.
Mandy can't peg you. You don't get
pegged. A little scratch.
Stop.
Listen. I will speak for Mouse, and I will say none of us are on that leg.
Okay. We're sitting on both legs. Two legs only.
Two. Now I got three. I have the third one.
I got a third leg. That's it. But I got a third leg.
It will be no fourth involved.
But it won't be no fourth. It will be no fourth.
It will be. It won't. It's not like that. That's not for us.
Look, it's this leg. These two legs. Then it's this leg.
What about a finger?
But ain't gonna be no extra. No. Ain't no finger. We not nothing.
But that's all of us. Like
this is a one. This is a one-way street.
Yeah, I don't. That's what I'm saying. No penetration for me. And I'm cool.
Now, okay, now if I had to take all back,
my God,
right, now,
Jesus,
bad now,
I already told you I was emotionally fucked up from a kid. Like
now if I had to take a bet, if I was down to my last little bit of monies, and I had to take a bet on who out the three of us will allow the penetration first,
ooh,
it's Mac Wallace.
Probably.
He's a cancer. He's loving. He's whole let it flow.
He said probably.
Yeah.
It's the accountability for me, sis.
I appreciate it.
It's the self-awareness.
I appreciate that too.
I respect it. Because you know what? I've gotten the question asked a lot of times, like, how far can I go? And I'd be like, no penetration. Man. That's what
wait. Now, do she ask that when she already back there? You gotta look behind you and be
listen,
like, "Don't do
I've,
that."
I've definitely had. First of all, my ass will never be tooted up in my hand, and I'm looking back at nothing. That is
Ryan. What if this is you, Ryan? What if this is you?
That's like, Ryan.
Ryan, what if this is you? Wait. This is my last one. Wait. All right, this is my last one. What if this is you, Ryan?
He's here all week, ladies and gentlemen. He's here all week. Nah, but my thing is like even when I've been called like eating pussy to me, like when you go down there and your ass can't be in the air. You got it like you a sniper. You got to be in there like you a sniper.
What does it matter the position of the ass?
Wait, like your ass can't be in the air.
No, you got to, if you eating pussy, you can't do it. You can't. You got to lay that.
I've been caught in a moment where it's like, you know, you sitting like that and you're like,
oh, you have too many rules.
You get that up. Ryan.
First of all,
you be like,
it's not a rule.
Ryan, wait. And you be like that and you squat it and you toot out and you so in the moment. You so in the moment and you feel that air.
It probably feels good. You probably need some air in that butthole.
Yeah.
Booty hole.
You do. Those balls need to swing. Air out a little bit.
Having a little air.
That's a booty hole.
You need to assume the position.
Nope.
And just
Listen, y'all too. First of all, I'm never going to be quiet in the bed. I talk. That's what I do.
Talking's good.
That's what I do.
See?
I talk. I let it be known. Okay.
Nope. I shut the fuck up. I'm liable to pussy be so good. I'd be liable to say some dumb shit.
Not me. I talk right when I'm in there. I be talking like hello. Hey.
My stupid ass. Look, Mac. My stupid ass starts singing. Hello.
Do you guys make sex sounds?
Oh yeah.
No. Yeah, when I'm done.
What are your go to like shit talking lines? Like yeah, like. Take this is your pussy, daddy. You know, like
girls
have theirs. What are yours?
I say a lot. I'd rather like if I know I'm a talker, I'm gonna get into it regardless. I want you to talk to me, so I'll say it. I'll be like, yo, talk.
Oh god, I hate when a nigga keeps telling me to tell him something. Oh my god, like don't
well,
be.
First of all, first of all,
up.
First of all, first of all, let me tell you this. First
don't
of
tell
all,
me what to
all,
say.
Let me tell you this. Let me start right here.
I don't need you to talk.
Here we go.
Go ahead.
Let me spin around.
Let me
spin around the block. Because if I'm talking to you, if I'm doing it right,
I want you to say something to me so that I have to respond. But don't tell me to just say something. I hate that.
Well, let me put it like this.
Look, no, I knew I was
done. No one's in anyone's bed. General conversations on a podcast.
Look, I knew that talking shit wasn't for me when my dumb ass was like, she had a mouthful of dick. I was like, say something.
See that?
She was like, her stupid ass said, "Huh?" I said, "Nothing. Never mind. Never mind. I said, "I promise to God, I'd never ask a woman to say anything else. Matter of fact, I'm at the point in my life where I don't want you to talk. Because I don't want to hear nothing you told nobody. We 30 plus years old. Anything you said to me ain't new. Do you say this to everybody? I don't want to hear this right now. It's my.
In fact, because I've only had one bad
this year pussy
experience.
This year pussy. No, it's not.
Where it was just like this one. You know, it's crazy. It was in college, and one of my boys had this joint. He was like, "Yo, I seen some girl. I scooped it, and I hit this." And this is when we was young. He was like, "This is the way you do it. You talk, you say these things, and you will get into the crib. Like you will end up in
more coercion. Like, I don't
know.
Like
I
it.
Know if I was. I want to know if these moves were.
He was
put
like
on
he
me.
Was. So no, but it was just more. It was more about other things. But it was like, all right, cool. He's like, but there's just one thing. She's just mad. Like she makes these weird noises. That it's just like, and I'm like,
wait. So your nigga who fucked the bitch was getting you ready to fuck her.
Now he was just telling me the steps that he took to get there. So I didn't have to take those steps. That's another thing that, like I said, you don't got to listen to me. But that's what he did. So I took similar steps. But he said that there was a noise, but I wasn't thinking about it. That's the last thing I heard when he told me. I get to the situation, and she was making the worst noises.
What they sound like?
And it was I was like, huh? Oh my God. Oh, huh? And I'm just like, no. So I stopped.
Was she white?
And I told her, I said, yo.
That sounded like
she was black.
But
imagine that at a higher pitch, like loud. And I'm just like, I said, yo, we're gonna play a game. She said, what? I said,
who can play the game? He's trying to get sexy with it. He's a parent.
I said, come here. I said, come here. Let me see your ear. Like, you know what is sexy when it's not you say it to the face. You gotta say, give me your ear. Let me tell you something right quick. I said, yo, we gonna play a game. She said, what? I said,
No, she fell for it.
I definitely tricked her. But that was the only time that I was just like, you gotta shut up. So I kind of understand what you're saying when you're like, a nigga can't just tell me, like, tell me what you want me to say.
You gotta, like, entice me to say something.
Yeah. But the moments that I say that, I'm already in that moment where you're going to have someone.
I can only
like,
be,
oh,
like, inspired.
Here you go.
Yeah, inspire me, but don't
make
me be the inspiration.
I think I do talk.
But I feel like what I'm doing is going to inspire.
Sex, and I love
I don't want it.
I like there's some shit talk.
But if I'm not feeling it, don't ask me to.
I'm about to say, I think I've gotten to a place now where I'm always, because I understand that sex is it's more than just the physicality of it, right? You got to make sure all parties are enjoying it physically, mentally, all of that shit, right? So it's a mix between speaking dirty because we are both filthy and it's another part of just constantly checking.
I don't want to think about her like that. Stop thinking about it. I can't get it out.
But it's another part of just constantly checking in on each other, just on some, like, whether when we're switching positions, especially because she had a C-section. So, you know, her body is still now.
I had a C-section. I know. Yeah, I know what that's like.
So did Ryan.
Yeah, I did too.
Jesus Christ, Ryan. So she's still still like getting used to certain things. So it's a lot of like making sure she feels good. Like, yo, do you like this? All right, move this right here. All right, cool. I'm gonna choke the fuck out of you.
Yeah.
You invited us to your bedroom.
Mute mouth. Shut the fuck up because I want to know more.
You just coerced someone
else. That's beautiful.
No.
You turned her over gently and then you told her to shut the fuck up. Is that what you said? Sounds beautiful. You choked her?
No. Y'all need to get your own fucking Zane book.
We're working on it.
No, I don't want. Listen, I'm just at this. Like I said, I don't want to hear that shit. You done said this shit to somebody else. This ain't nothing new.
Thank you, Mac. Okay?
It's your
Mac.
Pussy
Thank
today.
You, Mac, for
today.
Opening up, you know, intimacy.
Well, anyway, y'all need to come on our podcast because we gonna break it all the way down.
I wanted to hear that. I wanted to hear that. What you said before that. The shit that Mouse always dies in. I want to know about the marry, fuck, kill situation. The shit that mouse always be dying in.
First of all, I died one time. Bitch, I died one time.
You wait, fuck, marry, kill? Here.
Nah, from your.
Okay.
I didn't know if I was asking y'all.
Okay, so we have, so on our close friends on Instagram, basically it's some of our patrons are part of our close friends. And so we asked them, out of you three, who they would like to fuck, marry, or kill.
What picture you showed him of me?
I'm about to say, I hope you put a picture of us.
I'm about to say, what picture? Because, you know, I went through a little
stages in my life.
I went through a little transition recently.
The first photo
recently
of your Instagram, which is y'all like in front of a car or some shit, I posted that.
We was young. We wasn't
but
even 30.
But I also posted.
Yeah, we wasn't even 30. We was babies.
Listen to the guys next door. So they already know who you niggas are. So they already knew. They had formed opinions already. Okay, so here's one I just got about five minutes ago. It said, this was tough, but fuck Ryan. He's so damn fine, but problematic as fuck. Kill Mouse because he's a damn mess, but I love him.
Points are made.
And marry Mac because I feel like he's the least nutbag of the crew.
Cartwheel emoji.
Well, I keep telling people, I keep telling people, you got to kill the nigga with the best dick because he gonna ruin your fucking life, sis.
That's not how it works. That's not how
you know
it works
good and well. No, yes, it is. Yes,
I
think
they
seen the movie.
Normally say they would have fucked the nigga.
I seen the movie.
No,
because women always say they don't wife up the best dick, so you got to kill them.
Okay, we have a different one here. It's fuck Fly Rye. Kill Mouse. Nigga, they want you dead. Okay.
Mary
Mac Wiles.
Who am I? Tariq from Power? What the fuck?
Yes.
I'm just saying. They going to marry Mac because they know my financial
situation. Okay, then
situation
they got fuck Mac Wiles. Kill Mouse. Nigga.
You got you dead. Mary Fly
Rye. Okay, then we got a really good one. It's the last one we're going to do because...
I'm gonna start showing these motherfucking DMs from y'all, all right? That's what I'm gonna start fucking doing. These DMs don't be sounding like y'all wanna kill me.
Okay, we have one last one. We have a few actually, but this is gonna end this. Choose a train.
You choose wrong.
She wants a train.
You've never done a train before? I feel like all guys have just done a train and they regularly.
Like, what she want? She want, like, on-the-job training?
She want
physical training?
All y'all niggas marry you and then probably kill you at the end.
Oh, wow. Not going to let her get that close to my heart.
I tell you this much right here. You know how a train go, choo, choo, choo? It's going to say, choo, choo. My choo, and me and my choo is leaving. I'm going to die.
Black Widow, you don't even know. They just come up from behind and they just...
I don't even know what that I don't know what happened just now. I liked it.
They said a spider, but they gave me like a cat hiss. Like,
they gave me a cat.
These spiders hiss.
I don't know
the
if that's
animal. Right. These animals is dumb as hell. I ain't like that. what happened on purple? What happened on that purple haze shit with the girl? Like, I'm a chicken, so I'm a chicken. Quack quack quack. Mm-hmm. That's a duck.
That's a duck. That's a fact.
Well, we have done this thing for quite some time now. It's been 2 hours and some change. We're probably gonna have to release this in two parts, but there's nothing better than, you know, to break this thing up. Ladies, thank you guys for coming on The Guy Next Door. We appreciate you for coming next door. And you didn't bring anything,
what?
So you're a Hakeem.
We can't bring anything on Zoom. We brought
we were invited.
And we brought our twerk.
The fuck
were
guests?
I take that back. You did bring a twerk. Never mind. You ain't a Hakeem.
Actually, Erica was about to, but she stubbed her toe and dropped the wand.
Yeah, I seen it. It looked dumb. It didn't look well coordinated.
Mac, on that cue, can I get a little tunes, Mac? Can I get a little tunes?
There we go.
That's all you got.
Give us a second chance.
Okay. I got you. I got you right now.
No, there wasn't no music. It wasn't no music.
I can't hear
you
the
music because
I got the headphones. Okay, ready? All right, got it.
You hit. You got a little rhythm. You got a little rhythm. You got a little rhythm.
Okay. See, so now we've brought something.
Jesus.
That's
F
all
Christ.
I got.
Jesus.
Can I say, I thought we was going to talk about it in the podcast, but, you know, greater things prevail. I think at this point in my life, I think I like the
Mamba
better.
But you don't fuck moms.
The mom bod is fire.
You can't comment on mom.
Yes, I do.
Out
come over to the mom crew. Come to the tribe, baby.
Ben acá.
All right, fuck. Don't get me hyped.
Right. I'm not. We drink a bottle of fucking wine.
I know. Look, no wine left.
I'm gonna tell you this. Listen, this guy is going over there on the next episode. I'm gonna get smacked. Me too.
I'm booking a flight. I don't even like LA. I'm coming over. Mac, we'll see you on Zoom. Me and Ryan, because this is fucking ridiculous. No, yo, but I'm really dead ass, and like the mom bot is really fire. Like the.
It's a little extra juicy. Too bad you discriminate like, against moms and mop and maps.
No. I discriminate against
my daughter. Definitely gave me extra. So thank you.
She gave. That's what I'm saying. Like the ass hit a little different. The hips hit a little wider.
It's just different.
When the titty. No, see when you got the tiger. Oh my god.
I mean, I bought my titties, but you know, like they.
Those are good bought titties though. Those are the.
They yours. You bought them.
Those are good. They yours. They, you own that thing. You bought them. You got.
They're mine. I bought them.
Yeah, you got papers for those.
Like this is.
Yeah. You got the papers for those.
Papers in a box, like a Rolex.
Yeah. Like with the it came with your papers, like the Rolly. The mom box, because it's like when you eating pussy and you like grab by them with them hips.
You're like, damn, these created life.
Different type of things.
Oh my god.
It's a different type of stuff. It's a different type of thing.
You fucking
your face
around.
Is come in the out universe. Of that,
those situations more blessed.
I want to. It's sometimes you just want to put your head and be like, is anybody else in here? I could live here. This is. If somebody lived here for 9 months, I could.
I could move right on in.
I could do a little bit. Ladies, please tell. You know what? Fuck it. I'm not pussy. Erica and Mila, before y'all get out of here, fuck, marry, kill the guys next door.
I'm not pussy.
Oh, shit.
Wow, Mouse Jones. Wow.
Erica, you go first.
Okay. I would fuck Mac, kill Mouse, just because you're problematic as fuck.
I literally pissed me off multiple times.
Pissed me off. And I would marry Rye, because he seems like, you know, he's a little sensitive and he's open, and I love an open ass nigga, so.
Yeah, oh, yeah. She gonna put some right in there.
I have no booty hole dreams. I don't really have booty hole dreams now. I'm cool.
Oh, okay. What about you, Mila?
Fuck, marry, kill. I would fuck Rye. Word on the street. It might be good.
Wow. See, that nigga
right me?
That nigga, I'm about to say, that nigga Ryan is jumping in the group chat.
I would marry Mac because he's sensitive and open. And I would kill Mouse.
All right, bye, girl.
Is this when we get muted?
Bye.
Okay, well,
no,
before we go, you can find
us
at
goodmoms_badchoices
on Instagram
and everywhere.
That's a fact. I'm gonna unfollow y'all ass right now.
Lies.
From the grave. From the fucking grave.
Were you hoping to get just one thing other than kill?
I'll resurrect you, Mouse.
No, don't resurrect me. Leave me dead. Leave me fucking dead.
You, give you some pussy and put you back. I knew you was talking too much shit. Go back to
me. Hey. It's a good trade-off, Mouse Jones.
Zombie dead.
Hey, Ron. No, I don't like it. I got morals. Leave me dead. I'm petty enough to be like, are you giving me sympathy, pussy? No, put me back in the grave, bitch. Put me in the fucking grave where I was. I was in the grave by myself. Leave me there. It was fine there. I was fucking with some fire dead bitches in
Jesus
the afterlife.
Christ. Jesus Christ.
Dude. All y'all are crazy. I can't.
Silly. Y'all are crazy.
I was fucking with some fire dead bitches.
I can't do it. Honestly.
Can you give us that dead dick?
Dead dick. No, now sometimes I understand why y'all be killing me. Because that's retarded. Yeah. Who says that? I was fucking with some fire dead bitches.
Precisely.
the next time a woman pisses me off, next time an alive woman pisses me off, I'm like, man, leave me alone. I'm going to fuck with some five dead bitches. I'm not talking to y'all.
No, they're going to have to do a mental health live check over there.
Fucking sociopath.
Oh, God. Ladies, like we said, thank you so much. And, you know, all the Hakeems of the neighborhood, make sure y'all follow and support the Good Moms Bad Choices podcast.
Good
and
Moms
make sure
Bad Choices.
Choices.
I'm so sorry. I had no liquor. but yes, and look out for us on their episode, on their show.
Mm-hmm.
Because
oh,
that has
happening.
To happen.
It's happening.
Looking at my flight.
It got to happen. It got to happen this week.
Yeah.
Looking on my flight right now.
Oh, Jesus.
Before Saturday.
On that note, we are the fuck out of here. Make sure you follow us on socials, Guys Next Door Pod on Twitter and Instagram. Make sure you continue the conversation using the hashtag Guys Next Door, not them over there, not niggas next door. No, Guys Next
there we go.
Door. Make sure you subscribe to us on Patreon. Stop being a motherfucking Hakeem. Stop being a fucking freeloader. Put some snaps on the Petro, brother man, sister woman. Subscribe to the Patreon, not the low tier, the high tier. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, Che, take out, you know what? Take out the low tier. Fuck them. Take the
it's
low tier
the
out.
Tier. Look, if y'all want to keep getting this content,
it ain't free.
Wow.
No.
Me and Ryan put in too much work trying to figure this shit out. I'm sorry. Facts. You've been
over. We're going to take every tier. Top, low, bottom, every tier. That's why they want to marry and fuck me. Because, you know, I'm not really that.
Ryan, are you the provider? Ryan, are you? I knew I was right when I picked you.
No, he isn't. He the one saying you could pay whatever.
No,
because
you
don't got
no kids
to provide
for.
He's
going to get that Patreon money
for.
And pay for me
I got
and my
kids.
Wow.
She's over three, Ryan. Her daughter is five.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
She knows who her daddy is.
Oh, shit.
On the next episode of Guy Next Door.
Yo, listen, y'all make sure y'all subscribe, comment, and rate. On that note, I've been Mouse Jones.
I am Mac Wilds.
I am the one that got didn't die.
Wow. Right. Jesus Christ. That just hurt my heart. That just hurt my feelings, Mouse. For you.
What?
Oh, Mouse has man. Left.
Well, I guess Mouse is out of here.
So but I will finish it for us. We are the guys next door. Thank you. Thank
appreciate
you.
Appreciate y'all.
Bye. That Thank is you. That is hilarious. Fucking Mouse Jones.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.